With the coming of spring, the fields of Ukraine have turned bright green. Wheat and other grains sprouting as far as the eye can see. But even farming is risky in a country at war. Workers now wear a safety vest. Because of the shelling, especially at dawn, says Petro Bezverkhny. He usually produces about 10,000 tons of various types of grain per year. But 2022 is full of anguish.
Most of our farming land is in the Kherson region, now under Russian occupation. They stole what we'd stocked in our warehouses and in grain elevators, and we will lose the autumn and spring crops. There is a drone video that shows my warehouses burning. We have massive losses. Some colleagues still there tell me that the Russians want to confiscate land and create collective farms, like during Soviet times.
Before the war, Ukraine produced about 100 million tons of wheat, corn, rapeseed and barley per year. It was also a top producer of sunflower oil. Only 20% was for domestic consumption. The rest made its way to markets in China, India, the Middle East, and Africa. But since Russia's invasion, exports have nearly stopped. Ukraine now is looking into other options to export the grain. One of them would be to transport it by train to a neighboring country. The problem is the railway system needs to be adapted. The Soviet-built tracks are wider than European ones, so stocks need to be offloaded and reloaded before continuing their journey. About 25 million tons are wasting in silos around the country since Russia imposed a blockade on the Black Sea ports like Odessa, since operations have come to a grinding halt. Other maritime routes through Romania or Bulgaria are being considered.
Ukraine exports 10 to 14% of world demand. We are number one in sunflower oil. Now we have excess of oil and sunflowers. World prices are at a historical high. If the export question isn't solved soon, the prices will continue to increase.
Finding ways to rein in global prices is a priority at the G7 summit. But with the war raging in the east and south of the country, where the main agricultural regions are located, production is likely to decrease by as much as 35%. Making it one of the most urgent humanitarian crises to be solved to avoid shortages in global food supplies. Hoda Abdelhamid, Al Jazeera, Odessa.